The City of Sulphur Springs business office reopened Tuesday morning at 8 at a temporary building located behind Old City Hall. The drive-through window has been closed, and a 24-hour kiosk will be opening soon in front of Old City Hall. I talk with City Director of Finance Peter Karstens in his new office at the temporary site. Well, Peter, tell us about your new digs here and how things are going since 8 o'clock this morning.
It's doing great. We're open. A lot of people who have been wanting to pay the last couple days have showed up this morning. We had a rush, a cyber week rush, paying their water bill. That's great. I really appreciate the staff here at City of Sulphur Springs, because I can imagine 50 some odd years in that building over there, how much stuff we had to go through. So there's been an awful lot of sorting going on in the last week. But we're here, we're open for business, and we'll be that way for 9 or 10 months until the building is done, and then we'll move back over there.
Mm-hmm. We saw a line this morning as we left in there, as they were just continuing to come through the door there.
Yes.
Do they have your handicap ramp? Is it up yet?
It will be up by this evening. They're busy working on it. Buildings got here a couple, two or three days later than what they had been promised, so that backed us up a few days. But we should have that up and running today.
Everything working well? No bugs?
Everything's working. The computer system, we had that wired as of the end of last week, and we worked out the bugs yesterday, so the system's up and running, and we're all in here snug on a cold day.
Looks very nice, actually.
Actually, it worked out. I mean, everybody was a little concerned when I said they were going to be moving into an office trailer. And in some ways, it's laid out nicer than the old building. And so I think it's going to work great for 9 months. But we'll be ready to be done by then.
All right. What's the status on your kiosk? What's the timetable for that?
I was ready to purchase one that was not that was working with our software that was not completely set up to be a drive-through. And that was kind of the impetus for our software company to check with a company that actually does drive-up kiosks. And he's working out this month. He should have the model in any day now, so he can work out the bugs. After he does that, in the next 3 or 4 weeks, we'll order it, and it's just a matter of how long it'll take to get it, and then we'll get it set up just as soon as we can. So that's kind of the time frame on it. I thought it would be sooner, but better to get it right than to have people upset when the system doesn't work quite right, or you can't quite reach it from the window.
I would think building the kiosk, the outside structure for it, fairly simple.
Yes, it's just going to be a pad. It'll be in the front of the old building, and it'll be very easy to drive through. We do not have the traffic we used to, since City Hall is no longer there, and so that drive-through area up front of the building will work, I believe, perfect for the drive-through.
As far as the old building is concerned, I guess some demolition going on and stuff inside?
We're going to be starting demolition in a couple days. We're still clearing out the stuff that we have discovered and gone through and getting it into storage. And then we'll go ahead and start the demolition here by the end of the week. That will continue most of the month. And then the 1st of January, we anticipate having a contractor to come in and take out some tile that has asbestos in it. And in the front part of the building. And then after that, about the 10th or 15th of January, we'll start putting everything back together.
KSST News.